Cole Newell, CN Pitching. How's it going, brother?
Hey, it's going pretty good. I appreciate you having me on here.
Yeah, like I said, I had to get you on. I seen you all over Instagram. You're blowing up everywhere, like with your rankings of different pitchers, different pitch types and things of that nature. I had to get you on the pod. Before we jump into all of that, like how was your Thanksgiving? I know we just wrapped up like Thanksgiving like week and all that kind of stuff, but like did you have a good holiday?
Yeah, I had a great holiday. I'm down here in Florida, so it's we got a little bit of a brisk air, but it's not terrible. So you're still having still able to wear some shorts. Ate a lot of food, spent some time with my family. So we had a really good holiday. And then, of course, it just rolled into a nice long weekend. So I can't complain. How about yourself?
It's good. So you speak of the weather and shorts and all that kind of stuff. I'm here in the Midwest, which I know you're originally from, Kansas area.
Yeah.
I'm here in Wisconsin. I grew it was snowing. It's been like kind of like flurries, I guess, over the last couple of days here and stuff. And I'm jealous. Like I talked to guys who were training in Arizona and they're like, it's beautiful weather. They're outside with their sunglasses and shorts on. And I'm like, dude, it's like 23 degrees out here, 30 degrees out here. And it's just going to get a ton colder. So
I don't miss it. I'll tell you that. I don't miss it at all. And it sounds like kind of how it started a little early, the winter.
Yeah.
It might be a rough one for the Midwest this year.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm from California originally. So when I look at my sisters and my family and like whatever they're posting on like social media, you know, the nice weather, I'm like, man, like, did I make the right choice? But
that is true.
Then I look on Zillow and the housing market and I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
I'll pass.
Yeah, right? for sure.
Your money's
going
a lot further in Wisconsin.
100%. So where did the idea of CN Pitching start? Let's jump right into that because you mentioned before we jumped on here that you're not used to showing your face and people are kind of like, oh, that's what Cole looks like. That's the identity behind, you know, all the stuff that you're posting. So we can kind of show who you are and stuff. But where did that idea of CN Pitching and like the whole background come about? Like what is your background and stuff like that?
Yeah, so originally from Kansas City area, I grew up on the Kansas side. I played college baseball for 4 years at a Division II school in the middle of Kansas. And we all have that day where the playing days are over.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to stay into the game. And I kind of had an interest in coaching. And I always kind of wanted to share what I've learned throughout my career. And I actually stepped away and even like barely watched any games after college. Just kind of focused on working a little bit and then I started the page of CN Pitching and the funny story is I started because I wanted to get back into the game and share what my knowledge was. Did I think it was going to grow past 1,000 people? Probably I didn't. I actually started it and then I was like, oh, this is a good way to get a coaching job is like have a little thumbnail of my ideas, my philosophy. So that actually got me my first varsity pitching coaching job in the Kansas City area. So I was like, here's my page. And I printed off a few of my ideas. So that was a cool way. And that's why a lot of people ask me like, oh, what do I need to do with social media? I'm like, it's a great portfolio. So that's kind of how it started. And then as time kind of progressed and my ideas, I put them on there. I studied a little bit of graphic design in college. So I knew I could make some pretty cool stuff. If you ever have time, there's a lot of posts on CN Pitching. If you go to the very old stuff, it's bad. It's really bad. But over the time, it evolved, and I knew there was kind of a gap in the industry, or not really the industry, but in the baseball world around the changeup. So I really that was my bread and butter. That got me a college scholarship. Literally was the changeup. I was a right-handed pitcher, and then as my knowledge for it grew and how I was taught it by many different people throughout my career, I decided I'm gonna just study it and harp on it hard. And then over time it grew and here we are. I mean, never would have imagined it would get to this point at all. So it's been pretty cool.
That's funny you say that because like I've gone back and like I've only done this podcast for about a year now. I've gone back and listened to like my first episodes, and I'm sure people can do this who do YouTube or podcasting. You know, you go back to that original when you started and you just like, oh my, it's so bad. And then you look back to kind of where you've progressed. You spoke like how like it started off small and you never imagined it to be this big. What is maybe like this one like pinch me moment that you've had since you started this page where you're like, oh wow, like maybe someone reached out to you, or maybe like a major leaguer's like, hey, like let's collab or something like that. Like, what is like been one moment you're like, wow, I never thought this would happen.
Man, that's a tough one. I think when it really started for me, of like, maybe I am putting some good stuff out there. Yeah. I think it was, man, it might have been like 2019, maybe early. It might have been like 2020. Yeah, I think Marcus Stroman reposted me a few times, and I was like, dang, that's sick. That's pretty cool. Like, yeah. I watched him as a kid, and you start to like see those guys, and then when you start going through, or you'll see like in your notifications that someone followed you, and it was somebody you grew up watching, or when Pedro Martinez liked one of my posts, I literally told my wife and freaked out because Pedro's like a god to me. So yeah. that was a really cool thing to see. Was and be able to be noticed by guys who are at the highest level doing this stuff. So those are a few pinch me moments. I feel like I have them every single day, to be completely honest with you, and how far seeing pitching has come, and it's been a really humbling experience for somebody who doesn't have any pro experience. And sometimes you kind of like, man, would that help me propel, or does that help me not having that experience?
Yeah.
So that's always been a pinch me moment, is just when guys reach out and like, hey, what do you think of this? Or, you know, midweek bullpens with guys who are starting, you know, in the big leagues. And so it's been a pretty wild ride for so far.
And you had mentioned that you done some live bullpens with some pitchers and stuff like that. Who's maybe been some guys that you've pitched with? Like, or who have you pitched with, who, or thrown bullpens with?
So as far as a lot of the stuff, I mean, to believe it or not, like in this day and age, has all been like over social media. So it's been pretty wild. So a lot of guys will send me their videos and so forth. Like and a lot of the time I just requested, I'm like, hey, send me what your changeup look like. And then, so we'll banter it. I think like Jack Leiter sent me his changeup. Lance
That's cool.
Jr. Yeah. So I had a few guys send me a few other stuff. Zach Plesac, we always shoot the crap with him a little bit. And so, it's a lot of guys that, I mean, most of the time these guys are like kind of like stay pretty reserved.
Yeah.
So that they gotta open up to you. But there's been a lot of college kids will send me their videos. And then of course down here in Northwest Florida, there's a facility I work with, and we go in there and we get after it. And I think that's the biggest thing, is like just instilling in the high school and college kids down here is work, man. Cause coming in here and joking around with your buddies or joking around with me, you can do that for a little bit, but over time, like that's the difference you see in between, especially major leaguers and guys who are, you know, big minor league pitchers, successful ones too. They're serious once they get in there. So that's a big thing. And I try to tell them that over and over.
Yeah. Like I said, that would be like a pinch yourself moment. Just the fact that you have Lance McCullers sending you pictures or videos of his pitches and be like, hey, like, let me know what you think. Cause that's incredible. Like, he's a stud. Yeah. Like, he's probably one of the better pitchers out there. Like, he's pretty sick. And, you know, just to be able to have that, like, wow, like that's pretty cool. Like that's sick.
Yeah. We've built a pretty good relationship. To be honest, I'm not going to take any credit for with this guy. Cause he's an absolute animal
for real
up there. And, I did put him at 10 on the changeup list. So, Lance, we'll get you a little higher.
Yeah, did he say anything about that? Because I saw that on there. I don't want to mention it, but since you brought it up, you know, like maybe send him a little DM, be like, hey, next year, maybe we'll get you a little top five, maybe top three.
Hey, I told him, I was like, you throw that 20% time, it's 100, it's number one guaranteed. So, no, it's pretty funny. We were joking around with each other a little bit, and nobody goes in there. I mean, I think anytime you get recognition, you really appreciate it. And they're all humble guys. So the list, I did a ton of research. So it wasn't like I just like, oh, I like that number and throw them in there, you know, 10, you know, 8, whatever. So there's a lot of studying and making sure that, especially on the changeups, there's no leeway on those.
Yeah.
I got to earn my credibility on the changeup. So that one, that was a really fun list for me to make. And I was really torn. The top three were tough. Top two could have gone either way, Sandy or Devin. So one thing with Devin, it's another one of my guys. It was pretty cool. He sent me one of his changeup in the offseason in the bullpen. And I was like, dude, that's out of control. So yeah. it's a whole nother level. So it makes sense why he's number one. But I didn't get any pushback. I didn't miss out a few guys on the list, but you know, you only get 10, so it's a tough one. It's tough. I knew I was gonna get pushback, but
yeah.
You roll with the punches.
Exactly. And Devin Williams, like, I live here in Wisconsin, so I'm a big Brewers fan. They're my NL team. What makes him so nasty? And I would love to get him on the podcast, so I might clip this and tag him. But what makes him so good as a pitcher?
So a lot of people know Devin for his changeup, but a lot of people forget his fastball. I think his batting average is under 100 this year.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure it was like a 0.9 batting average. It was like 0.09. So it was that really sets up his changeup super well. I think he throws his changeup nearly 50% of the time, over 50% of the time. So you get either a really high efficient fastball or you're getting literally one of the toughest pitches to hit probably in the last 20, 25 years. So I think, especially with the changeup, I've been posting a ton on just the tilt of the spin and spinning like a UFO and seeing just how much that can affect the movement of the ball. And so we see that, how it literally just will spin there midair and drop.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of a trend we're starting to see with the changeups, is guys are having a hard time with, as spin rates start to increase, the spin rates on the changeups are increasing. And by doing that, your ball is going to be a little bit harder unless you start to tilt the spin. So that's the biggest thing, is as long as it's spinning here and not here. Mm-hmm. And that's most of the guys that come in and work with me down here in Florida, is their changeups like flat. It's because it's just spinning. It's got too much backspin. So as the rates continue to increase, and being a metric that's measured by, you know, all 30 organizations, you're going to see guys throwing harder changeups and it's harder for it to move. So that's what makes Devin so good, is just, I mean, his stuff's, it's like three, I think it's 3 o'clock spin and then observed at 3:15. So the way it affects and interacts with the air, it just tilts a little more as it gets to home plate. So that's why the guy spins it at nearly almost 3,000 RPMs and is able to get it at 3 o'clock spin for a righty. So that makes him extremely dangerous.
Yeah, and as Brewer fans, we love him. Like, when Hader left, everyone's freaking out and stuff like that. But like, the fact that we have a legitimate closer in Devin Williams, who's just a stud. Mm-hmm. He's an absolute stud. So shout out Devin Williams. We'll love to get him on the pod. Maybe I'll have to tag him in this again, like I said. See what we can do.
We'll
get him on. I would love to have him on.
We'll
especially
him on.
For sure. If you can get him on, that'd be huge. You mentioned like kind of like the hate you were kind of getting, or not maybe hate, but maybe some people just criticizing the choices that you make. And like, when you post a lot of stuff, especially with baseball and sports in general, everyone is just so divided about things. Like, do you ever get like any like messages or people like criticizing your ideas, or being like, hey, like so-and-so really, like, he's not even that good, or, you know, stuff like that?
Yeah. that's a good question, because you do I don't try to measure things by followers or reach of my posts, but my stuff gets seen by a lot of people, and everybody's entitled to their own opinion. That's, you know, 100%, you know, respect that. And sometimes you get a few guys that, or anybody in general will chime in. I don't necessarily get, it's mainly in the comments of posts. I very rarely get any nasty stuff in my DMs. Mm-hmm. Nobody comes in and is like, they curse me out. I never get anything along those lines, which I'm extremely humbled and grateful that I don't have to deal with any of that, but I might get it after this video, but it's mainly in the comments. Yeah. I think it's mainly in the comments, I think, because people are scrolling and they're like, oh, what's this guy saying? You know, it's another, you know it all.
Yeah.
And so I've learned over the time not to just comment back and just keep rolling. I've been pretty fortunate. I don't get a ton of hate. And I really appreciate that. That just means I got a really good community around me, and a really good following, because I think the biggest thing for me is being able to have and communicate with ages, whatever the parents allow their kid on social media, to, you know, 50, 60 year olds that are following me on social media, is being able to communicate. And, you know, if you disagree with my methodology, then that's totally fine. I respect that. But if you've seen some of my earlier stuff, I've evolved. So I think that's the one thing you have to do as a, especially in the coaching world, is evolve and roll with the game because it's changing so quickly.
No, for sure. And you mentioned like your earlier stuff, and we kind of touched on that before. But like I said, the process of evolving as thinkers in sports or creatives or in coaching, it's just it's so important. So why the changeup? I mean, everybody, I feel like I've taught the guys who throw in triple digits, and I feel like everyone kind of wants to throw like high 90s. You want to hit triple digits, and that's cool and all that kind of stuff. But why the changeup? Why is that so important to you? And like, yeah, it's like what you pride yourself on, like your knowledge of it.
There was a pitch that I – so when I was younger, I threw the fastball, and I was like, oh, I got to change it, but I never threw it. And then I had, like, a slurve I learned from, like, I think it was, like, MLB 2K7 or something ridiculous. And so over time, I was like, I really wanted to change up. I was a huge Pedro Martinez and Cole Hamels fan growing up. So I really wanted to kind of, like, master a pitch that looked like a fastball until it was gone. And – as I started to learn more and throw it, and I was like, okay. And then someone would ask me, how'd you throw that? And I'd be like, oh, I do this or I do that. And here's my fingers. Here's the grip. And I really liked just the idea of a ball looking like a fastball until the last second, and that a pitching coach or, well, now when I was coming up, they didn't have machines that could replicate arsenals, but pitching coach not going to go up there and throw a changeup. How are they going to do this? So that really, I thought that's an advantage for me up there in the bump. And so that caught my attention. I started posting about it. I think I started the page in like 2018, and people liked it. And like, oh, I love this. This helped me throw a changeup. I'm like, cool. Maybe I just talk about changeups. And then that's all I did. And I really started to grow and love into like the pitch design world. And be able to like, okay, if I switch the ball this direction, what's going to happen? Rather than diving into the mechanics of pitching and figure out how do I, can I throw a million miles an hour? The game's evolving, and you see a lot of guys throw hard, but it's a direct correlation with how hard they work in off season, a little bit of genetics and so forth. But the idea of like a pitch, like a changeup, those are teachable pitches. A fastball at 101, I mean, let's be honest, it's pretty God-given talent.
Yeah, some have it, some don't.
Yeah, so for me to be another guy on there that's like, you know, get into this leg and then throw, you know, a million miles an hour, that's, I just didn't want to get lost in the crowd. So I was like, well, one way to stand out and really believe in how I enjoy pitching. It's changing speeds and changing the hitter's timing and making the ball do some crazy things, Roy Halladay stuff. Like those were things that really grabbed my attention growing up. So that's where it started. And then over time, I just did more research on it, found the origins of the changeup. And I read, I don't have the book in front of me, but it's like the history of the K, or I probably botched it, but I read that and read about, you know, the changeup in there and the slider and so forth. So over time, it's changed, but I feel like my idea of the changeup has really stayed pretty consistent over the last few years, and I probably have dug a little too deep into it for some people, but a lot of new people that come in, they're like, oh, this is good stuff, and then they get a changeup, and I've gotten thousands of messages of people like, you helped my changeup, and so I'm gonna keep talking about it. That's the goal.
Do you think that's
helping people?
No, for sure. Do you think that's kind of like a lost art, just like the change, or not even a lost art, but just maybe something that's underutilized? You talked about like Lance McCullers not hitting like that 20%. Like, do you think pitchers should be throwing more change ups versus like, you know, other pitches? Or like what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I mean, there's no like specific percentage or anything that a pitcher should hit as far as like, oh, everybody should throw it 25% of the time. But you do see kind of that lost art of more of like feel, but I think you're starting to see it come back, where a lot of guys that are like the super successful ones are starting to get feel for their pitches. And, you saw like Sandy come into the league throwing, you know, 7% changeups. And then that was his number one used pitch, in 2022 to win the Cy Young. So is there a correlation there? There might be, but, I think guys are just trying to figure out to get, you know, guys are hitting the ball pretty far and launching it. And the changeup kind of helps eliminate that Now you're going to get those people that are like, yeah, unless you leave it right down the middle. Okay. Yeah. Well, you Any leave pitch. A fastball down the middle. Yeah. Yeah. Leave a curveball down the middle. It's going to get crushed, especially at the higher level you go. So, but I do see a little bit of like a correlation between guys that throw it a lot. They throw pretty slow compared to their fastball, and they're really successful pitchers. Now, are they like a Jamie Moyer, where it's like extremely slow? No, because the league's average fastball is like 95, so it's going to be a high 80s changeup, and so I see a little bit of a turn in the world of baseball and people wanting to throw stuff that spins a lot better and that, you know, gets better horizontal, better vertical. You're starting to see that trend, especially with the new technology coming out. The days of going into a facility and all you see is a radar gun are starting to kind of dwindle down. And I think that's a good thing for the game because it's fun watching some balls move. Like, you know, literally someone just snapped their finger and it's gone. Those are fun to watch. So, I think we're starting to see a little bit of a trend, but I think the lost art of it is hopefully it's coming back. I think so, because guys are spinning it really, really hard and we're able to measure it. But I mean, that's my number one thing for all my pro guys is throw more. That's the biggest thing. So that might just be my bias on it.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're happy that is coming back, right? Because, I mean, we all love watching, you know, 98, 99. And there was a time when it was just, like, guys like maybe Chapman or, like, not very few, not very many were hitting. Like, now it's more often you see guys throwing high gas and stuff. Just being able to, like, throw a good changeup or anything off-speed, just kind of, you know, it is something that's kind of cool to see. Like, you talk about the ball movement and, like, shout out to, like, Pitching Ninja, who has, like, all these crazy videos. And, like, you see that it's, like witchcraft. Like, the ball is going one way and then it just, like, completely just changes directions or drops down. Like, it's incredible. And that's what I love watching, that kind of stuff. I'd rather watch that than see a guy touch, like, triple digits.
Yeah, I think over the course of, like, pitching development, there was a time where throwing, you know, let's say touching 90 and not even caring where the ball went became kind of an issue. And guys were trying to like maximize as much as and tensing their bodies up and becoming, you know, more injury prone over their young career. And I think that kind of eliminated the art of pitching and eliminated them kind of manipulating with some feels and some grips. I've had people that yell at me for like, why would you want to have a catch session of experimenting with grips? And I'm like, well, do you have a good changeup now or a good slider? And like, well, no, then what you're doing currently is not working. So stop trying to like master the way it's not working. So I'm a big kind of experimentation guy when it comes to even with mechanics or pitch grips, pitch feels, whatever the case may be. But that there was a time and guys were, you know, throwing, I mean, it was 20 feet up in the net in a facility, and I saw a lot, especially in certain areas, I saw a lot of those guys get hurt, unfortunately. But I'm hoping we're seeing that little bit of that turn in the pitch design era.
Yeah, for sure. And you hear, and like maybe this is just my non-baseball mind thinking, but like I hear stories of guys who are like the announcers would be like, we'll say something along the lines of, he went from being a thrower to a pitcher, maybe like a high draft prospect who was throwing really hard, and then he had to change all of his mechanics, and now they call him, he went from throwing to, you know, to pitching. Is that kind of like the same concept you're talking about? Or maybe
I would say it's just, it's a similar concept for sure. It's, you know, you light up the radar gun, people are gonna be like, ooh, wow, that's nice. But becoming a pitcher, it could be a mix of things. It could be control, it could be more stuff, it could be, you know, more sound body movements for, you know, lesser risk of injury. I mean, for goodness sakes, we're throwing overhead. So it's going to be a tough thing on the body. But I mean, I would say that's a fair statement.
Yeah, no, for sure. Good. I'm just thinking, because I hear them all the time. And I'm like, hey, what does that really mean? You know, they go from a thrower to another a pitcher. Maybe kind of another kind of random question. Again, this is how my brain thinks. But does any of the pro guys ever talk to you about like the changing of the ball? Because like we talk about hitters, they'll hit a ball and it's launched and it barely goes anywhere. And then like they looks like it's going to be a routine pop up and it's like in the stands. So we always talk about like on the pitching hitting side, but on the pitching side, like, how does that affect, like, whether it's change-ups or whatever it may be? Like, did the guys ever talk to you about that?
I get a few comments here and there. I think you can almost, as much baseball as a lot, I mean, I watch a lot of it. Mm-hmm. You can see where there's in certain games where a guy just continues to just throw a ball out. Like, this one doesn't feel good. Yeah. This one feels horrible. I don't like that. And I think people that haven't been on the field or have, you know, felt a baseball or understand that each one is built a little bit different, and they all don't feel the same. So when people complain about pitchers throwing the ball in, it's like, this one feels like crap. Like, it really does not feel good. So there's no reason to risk a bad pitch. Or, I mean, if the ball is probably going to go in the dirt anyway, so might as well eliminate me putting a bullet on the arm and throw it in. So, especially if you don't have a good grip on it. But, I mean, you do hear that the ball does change a little bit. I wouldn't say, like, the direct result is, like, because this ball was juiced. Or I would 95% of the times the guys would admit it was a bad pitch. So there are times where, you know, there's an instance where that ball should not have been, you know, a double. It should have been more of a single. So you get it here and there, but most of those guys, keep that to themselves. They start to trust me a little bit more now, so I get a little more information. But I would never, like, leak anything for those guys. But, no, I mean, the biggest change I see is more of, like, the minor league level. Is, like, sometimes they'll bring in minor league baseballs or major league baseballs, depending on, like, a rehab guy, whatever the case may be. So you see a little bit of that, that there's a minor league ball in or a major league ball, so they're a tad different. But other than that, I mean, most of the guys kind of keep that stuff to themselves. I know, what was it, Bassett for the Mets kind of mouthed off this year a little bit about it, but never heard from that again. So I'm sure the league said something to him.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, Manfred was quick to let him know. Him and his infinite wisdom. So you talked about coaching in high school guys and stuff like that. In regards to, like, high schoolers, maybe what is, like, the number one question they ask you, like, for pitchers who want to get better at what they do? Like, what is, like, the number one question high school athletes ask you?
Nothing. The big thing, aside from, like, the development of, like, I want to throw harder. A lot of questions I get is, like, how do I get recruited? Another one would be, you know, the changeup. I want a good changeup, or how can I throw a good breaking ball? Those are a few questions I get. But it's like, well, guys, I want to go play at the next level. I mean, the big question is, like, how can I get recruited? How can I get seen? And the recruitment world is so wild right now, way different than when I was coming up, you know, a decade ago. It's pretty stressful for those high school kids. But in the program that I write, it is, like, a lot of those changeup. I just did a post, like, changeup catch. So I was like, you want to get a better changeup? Let's go play with it. Let's go experiment. Let's go see. You don't like pronating your arm? Let's do this with your fingers. So it does that. That's kind of an easier question to answer for me. But the recruiting process, man,
that's tough.
It's tough, especially the transfer portal. It becomes a really tough world for these high school ball players now.
Yeah, it's funny because I was talking to a guy, Antonio Menendez, on the Rays. He went from no offers, no college offers, to, like, over 30 in, like, a one week period of time. Like, he was nobody, and then they came to watch his teammate, and they ended up watching him, and they're like, oh, okay, like, we somehow missed this guy, and he had over, like, 30 D1 offers, and he was like, I went from, like, I don't know if I'm going to college to, like, I don't know where I'm going to go to college, you know? So the whole transfer, that's just above my head, like, all the things that kind of go into that. Go ahead.
No, I mean, the biggest thing is what I teach those guys is you know, when you get an opportunity, you got to run with it, because you don't get very many of them. And for, like, pitchers, I mean, you get maybe once a week. So if someone wants to come out there and watch you, you know, let them know when you're pitching, let the coach and staff know, get video. That's the biggest thing for guys. It's just, like, getting the most, I had a bad game, I had scouts there. It's like, well, you're not going to get an offer, you know, unless you got to be you know,
proactive,
take the bull by the horns and execute and really push yourself. So that's a big thing in the recruitment world. It's tough.
Yeah, no, for sure. What about, like, pro athletes? I mean, obviously you kind of mentioned that you throw a lot of things. What was, like, maybe the number one question for you, I guess, would it be, like, the change up and how to, like, improve? Like, is that what they normally talk to you about?
Yeah, it's mostly the change up. A lot of, like, pitch design. That's stuff I really, really enjoy. So it's not as much. Those guys are pretty, like, once you're there, I mean, those guys are already,
yeah,
they already throw hard. So it's like, okay, well, you're already throwing 95, 96.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's get you something that can throw off the hitter. So I would say 90% of the time it's change of questions and pitch design, and let's get you a slider. Let's get you a cutter. Those are a lot of things I get. And those are the stuff that like drives me to continue to post on social media is the pitch design stuff and how to make that ball do some crazy things. Because every guy's different and every guy releases the ball a little bit different. So anytime you can get some technology that has that, you know, metrics or slow-mo video, it's pretty wild to see things that you can do with the ball.
No, for sure. Do you talk to guys? I'm sure you do. Like guys in the minors, because like a lot of my guests are minor leaguers and guys who obviously have been in the minors, and we kind of talk about that a lot. Who's maybe one guy like in the minors that like you're like hyped and you can't wait to see like them in the majors? Like they're gonna be, they just maybe have like the best changeup, or they're just like somebody you're excited to like kind of like watch and buy early stock in.
Yeah, we have down in Pensacola, Florida, we have the Wahoos. So the Marlins Double A, they had a Yuri Perez there this year. And he's pretty fun to watch. One of their other guys, Zach McCambley, he's one of my dudes. He's pretty solid too. We're getting him some nasty stuff, but it was fun watching those two guys this summer and be able to go out there. And Yuri, I think is like 6'8" or 6'10", like 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
He's nasty.
Really good change. Yeah. Really good changeup. So it was really fun to kind of see those guys pitch. And of course you got like your your Kuma Rockers, your Jack Leiters, Bobby Miller, hopefully he gets up there next year. You're able to see some of these guys that, you know, you watched like in the College World Series or just in college in general come up and be dynamic. So hopefully they can get their chance soon at the big league level, especially the Marlins guys that I've been able to watch. So those are some fun ones. Yuri Perez, I think he was the number one pitching prospect this year. So
yeah, he's pretty cool. He's nasty. Yeah. Like I said, he's pretty good.
Yeah, it was cool to watch him down here, and that I think he went to LA for the All-Star Futures game. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, for sure. And like, it's funny you said the Marlins guys, because like I kind of joke around with a bunch of the guys. I've had a ton of Marlin guys on the podcast, and I have guys scheduled to come on the pod who are in the Marlins organization. So like, I always kind of joke with them, say I'm like an unofficial Marlins podcast now, because like I've had so many of their guys on. But I live about 40 minutes from their high A in Beloit, so I'm not too far. So it's kind of, I have that kind of connection, and just talking to them, like I kind of meet their friends, and it just kind of goes that way. It's funny that you talk about like the two pitchers that you're talking about are in the Marlins organization, because like they have a pretty good organization.
Mm-hmm. And that's and be a reminder for those Beloit guys when they, in the summer, when you go from it's a single A from double A down here, it's a ball's going to fly right out of your hands in the humidity. So it's fun to kind of hear those guys' stories when they come down here and throwing in the humidity. It's a different beast from Wisconsin.
Yeah, no, for sure. How far are you from their like spring training area?
Oh, it's pretty long. I think it's like 8-10 hours. Yeah, we're up by like Alabama on the Gulf Coast side.
Gotcha.
So they just redid the regions for the minor leagues.
Oh yeah,
so
like the realignment of all the
Used to be the Twins, and then they got adopted by the Marlins. So it's been pretty cool to go out there and watch those guys.
Yeah, no, for sure. Okay, because my plan is to go to Florida for spring training, just because I was gonna go out there, try to go to a couple different organizations. Get some in-person interviews and stuff like that. So just curious to see like distance wise where you are in regards to them. I might have to get you on the podcast like once in a while just to kind of talk about some of these pitchers in the minors, because like I said, like I'm super passionate about like the minor leagues, like, you know, the grind that they go through. That's why I call my podcast the baseball grind, because it's such a grind going from like six or seven years in the minors. It's just the way it is. So like I might need to get you back on here. We can kind of break down a couple of different, because I have no idea, like it's right above my head, but you know, I might need to get you back on here a couple of times, you know, throughout the season and stuff like that, to kind of break it down.
Let me know anytime.
for sure. All right, so let me just end on this, like you have the videos and stuff that you put out on Instagram, like what is the future for CN pitching? Obviously is a facility too, right? And then is that and then you have like an online program?
So there's a lot of different avenues I can go with the CN pitching. I have my eBooks on there, the Change of eBook. I just came out with the Fastball Force Creation. which is just better spin rate on your fastball. And then I have the breaking ball ebook. So I really enjoyed writing those and be able to kind of throw out a little more secrets in there and not give away everything in those books or even on social media.
Yeah.
But I do, I do work out of a facility down here in Florida. It's, we really enjoy, just having a place to go and get some work in. And I think the biggest thing, is be able to kind of get more metrics out there of guys I'm working with and help them get a little bit of recruitment. But seeing pitching, it's the online programs. I try to shy away from a little bit, because it's so tough, especially for time and, be able to do like online lessons. Besides the pro guys, they're a little different cerebral. They can catch on a little easier, but, for the younger guys, the high school, the college kids, a lot of them, I have a lot of the kids in the area down here. This area is it's hidden talent up here in the panhandle of Florida. So, no, it's been a lot of fun doing that. And I think I was thinking about doing a podcast and showing my face a little bit more on seeing pitching, but to touch on not showing my face a ton, I think it was really important for me to kind of build a brand and not necessarily build somebody that shows their face a ton and becomes like a talking head and a know-it-all. Cause I didn't want to show my face a ton. I think the only times people have seen my face might've been, either podcast videos, a live interview I did once on IG Live, and then that's it. Unless people Google me or look me up, there's nothing else. There might be a photo in the eBooks, but it's something I really took a lot of pride in. It was just like building a brand of like CM pitching. Okay, now like it's not Cole Newell, it's CM pitching.
Yeah.
And I put my name on there strictly for coaching opportunities that I was getting some traction with at the pro level. So that's why I did that, and it helps. It's been pretty cool. And people were asking, who's all at CM pitching? I was like, all right, it's just a one-man show. So yeah. let's clear the air on that. But I think the direction will be continue to kind of do what I'm doing. But I want to showcase more of the technology side of baseball.
Love that. Love that. Well, hey, I do want to thank you for coming on, taking the time.
I appreciate you for having me on here.
Yeah.
It's fun to kind of like, you know, you were talking about, you know, talking some stuff and be able to just jump on it and shoot it for a little bit. So that's always a blast, but